Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and truly, beloved, it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're very excited about the word of the Lord and what God is doing our, and we just pray that the word tonight will be a blessing to you. Praise God. The Lord spoke to me a few days ago to share a timely word with you simply entitled, Prepare for War. And we know that in the spirit realm, we are in a war, and we must wage a good warfare. And given us all the tools that we need, beloved, to war, praise God, to fight in the spirit, not in the flesh, but in the spirit realm. So we're going to be sharing this message with you, and we just pray that you will join us for the next 30 minutes, 45 minutes or so, praise God. While we're on the air tonight, we're just going to obey God and let the Lord have his way, praise God. We just believe that God is going to minister in a special way during this time, praise God. So if you are able and you can get on your computer, if you're on your computer and you would like to call in, you may do so. Our call-in number is 718-664-9578. That's 718-664-9578. We do invite you to call in or just listen in, praise God. Get your Bibles and just join us as we go into the word of the Lord, praise God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for another Lord's Day that you've given to us. We thank you, Father, for your anointing and your presence. Let's go into your word tonight. Let it be food for our souls, Father. Oh, Father God, you uplift your people tonight. Give us, Father God, what we need, Father, to be able to persevere, to move forward, to press forward, and not look back, Father God. Help us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your word tonight. We thank you, God, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And we give way now to the Holy Ghost to have his way. Father, you take control of this time, and you minister, and you move, and you rule, and you super rule. Anoint your word tonight. Let it be food for our souls, our spirits, God. Oh, Father God, someone needs a touch from you tonight. Someone needs healing in their body. Someone, Father, may be discouraged or really having a hard time going through traumatic things in their lives. But, Father, we know that you're God all by yourself. You're a sovereign God. You're a kind God. You're a loving God. Oh, my God, you're a right now God. You're an on time God. You're a saving God. You're a healing God, delivering God. You're just God all by yourself. And we thank you now. Oh, God, now you take control. You just have your way. And we thank you, God, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're not going to follow it, but we just want to kind of paraphrase a little bit. We're going to start with a young man by the name of David. And we all are familiar, those of you, amen, that are listening. I'm sure you're familiar with David and all that he did. David was a young man that loved the Lord in his youth. He served God. He developed a real relationship with the Lord early on. He knew what it was for God to come in and protect him and save and free. He knew what it was to, as he tended the sheep, he was in charge of them. His father had put him in charge of the sheep, and so he was a shepherd. And he, but more importantly, he loved God. And there was a day that David's father decided to send him to see about his three older brothers who had joined Saul's army. They were down in actually in the midst of a war with the Philistines, and they had set the battle in array. The scripture talks about how the Philistines was on one mountain and Israel was on the other, Judah was on the other, praise the Lord, and there was a valley in between, and there was a giant, and we all know him by the name of Goliath, and he decided to defy the very army of God and God himself, and he threatened the people. He told the people to send a man out, a man that he could come and fight with him. He challenged Saul. And the Bible says that they were afraid. They really did not know what to do. And when I was reading this, one of the thoughts that came to me, beloved, fighting leaves your life. When God leaves, you have no spiritual connection with God. You're out on your own. And essentially, that's where Saul was, because God was no longer talking to Saul. The Spirit of the Lord had left him, and God had anointed David to be king, even though he was still shepherd boy. He was anointed God, and the Spirit of the Lord had come over David, but an evil spirit had to torment Saul. And so God was nowhere with Saul. And so Saul really did not know what to do, even though he had this army and all these men were there and they were ready to fight, but they really didn't know what to do. One thing, beloved, when you don't know what to do, if you're in a situation, the best thing to do is stand your ground and pray. Seek the face of God. Find out where you are with God, first of all. And if God is not speaking to you, find out why. Because in this hour, beloved, in order for us to be prepared for war, in order for us to really go forth, amen, in the spirit the way God wants us to, we must keep our connection with God. We must make sure that we're connected with God in the spirit and in truth, and that the Holy Spirit is speaking, and we have a viable relationship with our Father. And if that connection is broken, tattered in any type of way, we need to go back to the altar and repent and find out, where am I, God? Why can I not hear you? Why are you not speaking? Father, what is going on? Believe me, beloved, in this hour, God will speak to you. There may be ministers out there, preachers out there, lay members out there right now listening, and you don't know what to do. You can't hear God. Maybe you've gotten off track somehow. Praise the Lord, and your connection with God is not where it should be. Beloved, I'm encouraging you to just reroute yourself and get back to the... Praise the Lord. We heard a dynamic message on this morning about consistent prayer. Praise the Lord. And we must be consistent with our relationship with God when our prayer time, praise God, with our study time. Amen. God wants to keep us in sync. And the best way to do that is to stay in prayer. Praise God, to make sure that you keep God in your life. Praise the Lord. And I believe that that is what David did. He already developed a relationship with God. Amen. So we see here that the army, praise God, was set in array. They just really didn't know what to do. They were down in the church. Praise David's father sent him with some food and some different things to take to his brothers to find out what was going on. Now, for 40 days, the Philistine giant challenged Israel. And 40, one of the things that 40, the number 40 represents, is a time of waiting and preparation. Praise God. And so here we are at a battlefront. Praise the Lord. And they didn't know what to do. So they had been there 40 days and the battle was in array. They were on their side. They were ready to fight. Praise God. Amen. But David walked up and walked into the camp and he began to hear, amen, this giant defying God. And all of a sudden, his ear turned and he said, wait a minute, amen, this is a strange sound and I need to know what's going on. I'm just paraphrasing here. Wait a minute, who is this Philistine giant that's defying my God? See, David had such a relationship with God that he knew that the enemy was coming up against God's elect and God's people. And so when he began to challenge, he began to say, wait a minute, what's going on? And his brothers began to look at him and mock him and say, who do you think you are coming down here? Amen. You need to go back to those little sheep that you left. Praise God. But David stood his ground. He said, wait a minute. I'm not going to stand here and take what this giant is saying. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He had the anointing on his side. Amen. Now, if you would go back and read, amen, the scripture details, amen, the Philistine giant. And I want to just read this because I think that it's very, very important to see how prepared this giant was, praise God, and how it kind of parallels what we should do in order to be prepared to fight. We have an armor that God has outlined in the Word of God that we must make sure that we're clothed with. But this giant had an armor as well. And I want to take the time just to read this in 1 Samuel 17. And I want to pick up at verse 3. It says, and the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Praise God. Now, this giant was about 13 feet tall. Praise God. So he was a pretty big guy. Amen. Pretty good giant. Amen. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head. Now, notice that he had his head covered. Amen. One of the things in order for us to fight, amen, our head must be covered with the helmet of salvation. Praise God, because there are many thoughts that come at us when we begin to get into battle, when we begin to fight in the spirit. Praise the Lord, the enemy will throw darts at your mind, throw dart, doubt and unbelief and all of these things. And so your head must be covered. Amen. And so Ephesians 6 and 10 through chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 talks about our armor. Now, this giant had, so he had his head covered, and he had, he was armed with a coat of mail. Amen. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Amen. So his breastplate area, his breast was covered. Praise the Lord. Now, we know that the internal organs are in the breast area. Praise God, your heart. Amen. Even your liver, your kidneys, and all these vital organs in the chest area. Praise God. So the Bible talks about putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Praise God. Now, our armor entails right living. Amen. It's a blessing to live right, praise God, because you will have the favor of God, the mercy of God, the peace of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you put on the breastplate of righteousness, amen, when you determine, I want to live right, praise God, according to the word of God, amen, because I want to be able to fight, amen, offensively, not defensively. Now, here this battle was in array, but actually at this point, amen, the people of God, the children of Israel, were really defensive. They weren't on the offensive because they were in fear. And fear will stop you. Fear will cause you to halt right in your tracks, beloved. You won't be able to go to the left, to the right, forward, or backwards when you're in fear. Praise God. It will grip you. Praise the Lord. So they were in fear. They didn't know what to do. They didn't hear God. God didn't speak. God couldn't speak. They were in too much fear. Praise the Lord. But this giant, amen, had a coat of mail on. Praise God. And then he had greaves of brass up on his legs, and amen, and a target of brass between his shoulders. Praise the Lord. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. Now, isn't this something that this giant with all of this great armor had an armor bearer? Oh, my God, he had, amen, his helper to go before him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, we have heard so much about armor bearers. Praise God. And armor bearers, really a true armor bearer will fight in the spirit. It's not just, amen, that one that can pick up your briefcase. Praise the Lord. Bring you a glass of water. All of that is good. But the truer will be one that will know how to fight in the Holy Ghost. One that will be able to stand in the gap, make up the hedge. praise the Lord, in the spirit realm, one that will have a prayer life, a connection with God, praise the Lord, a spiritual connection with the Lord, a real relationship with God. Amen. We have a lot of armor bearers out here, praise the Lord, and I'm not against armor bearers, praise the Lord, intercessors, praise God. Amen. But we must make sure that we keep our focus. If you're an armor bearer, praise the Lord, you better make sure that you're hearing God, that you're able to cover your leader, not just in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm. Can you take those hits that come, praise the Lord, that come at your leader? Praise, can you go up in the spirit, hallelujah, and begin to do warfare on behalf of your leader? Praise God, not letting him in words get to them, praise God, and vicious things get to them that you can handle in the spirit, praise the Lord. So it's a lot. I'm not going to get into all of that now. But this giant had an armor bearer, praise God. And then it says, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. Now it sounds like to me, amen, this giant, amen, is as big and tall as he was, he also knew who he was. He was so confident, but he was also arrogant. And he literally defied the armies of God. He even challenged them by saying, if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him in him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. So when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Praise God. Amen. They did not know again. They just didn't know what to do. Praise God. But when you skip over, amen, over into the verse 22, when David, amen, left his carriage, amen, he had come down to the battle, amen, in hand of the keeper, verse 22 says, and he ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath, by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. Amen. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth. In other words, they begin to tell, they do this, praise God, or the masses, this and this and this will happen. The king will, amen, pretty much favor you, take him in, and praise God, and amen, his daughter, and on, praise God. But David began to say, even to his elder brother, praise God, and after his elder brother, amen, became angry because David, amen, made mention, what in the world are you doing? You ain't nothing but a shepherd boy. You need to go back home to your sheep. But David didn't pay attention because he stood firm, amen. He knew that this was nothing enemy, praise God. And word was sent to Saul, amen, that David, praise God, was there. Amen. And the Bible, and that he has said, you know, I will go and I will fight this giant. Praise the Lord. And so when Saul heard it, he called for David. And David said to Saul in verse 32, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Praise God. But David said, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Verse 36 said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And the circumcised giant or Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. So Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Praise God. And then you go on and you read, praise God, about how they wanted to put this particular armor on David. See, David could not go out there just any kind of way, praise God. So they tried to fit him with armor that, amen, did not fit this young man, praise the Lord. And he ended up saying, wait a minute, I can't fight with your tools. I can't fight with flesh and blood, because that's basically what that armor represented. It represented the appearance that he was a warrior, praise God. But David was a warrior, the inside, hallelujah, out, glory to God, because he had such a relationship with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that when he tried to, amen, put on that armor, and after he got it all on, praise God, the scripture said he couldn't even move. He said, wait a minute, I can't fight with this. Glory to God. And he took it off. He said, I've got to fight with what God has given me. Amen. And you know the story, praise God, how he took his staff in his hand and he chose five smooth stones out of the brook, praise God, glory to God, and he put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in his scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now, he was not afraid of this giant. Had there been any fear in David's life, any fear at all, he would have been defeated. Praise God. Sometimes, I love you, attempt to go up, amen, against the enemy, but you have fear. Praise God. You have open doors. You've got avenues open that the enemy can slip in and try to abort what have you to. But right now, I want you to stop and I want you to ask God to bring deliverance in your life. Praise the Lord. Do not be afraid, beloved. If God has given you a task to do, amen, he's called you to a work, praise the Lord, and it looks like you have a giant up before you and you don't know which way to go, I'm encouraging you tonight, praise the Lord, to just seek the face of God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. If God has led you to where you are right now, praise God, he don't want you to stop. He don't want you to quit. He don't want you to throw in the towel. He don't want you to look back, but he wants you to press forward. You've got to be like Paul. You got to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so when the giant saw David, he began to laugh and mock. He said, wait a minute, what is this that they would send a boy to do a man's job? But he did not realize, nor did he recognize who was on the inside of David. He may have been small in stature. He may have been a ruddy kid. Praise the Lord. He may have been green to some. Amen. But he was just right for those. He was just right for God to use him because he was pure in heart. Praise the Lord. And he knew that he could defeat that within himself. But he told that giant, he looked at that devil. He said, God is going to give me your head. Hallelujah. And them five stones, I believe, represented grace. Thank you, Jesus. But he only had to use one. Oh, my God. When the anointing, hallelujah. Oh, my God, got behind that stone. Praise God, you know the story. Amen. He slung that swing, glory to God, with that anointed hand by the authority of God. And the power of God hit that giant. Come on, somebody. Praise God, you are in the midst of a war. Praise God, but God wants to prepare you to fight. Hallelujah. You got to fight the good fight of faith. And then you got to lay hold on eternal life. I'm reminded in the scripture where it talks, praise God, that we as soldiers, we entangle ourselves with the affairs, praise God, of this, praise God. But in order for us to fight, amen, we've got to be free. We got to be loose. Amen. We've got to Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me just read the scripture, praise God, because I really want to get this across to you, praise God. This is Paul talking to 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse, thou therefore, my son, be in the is in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you today, beloved, that you've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. You've got to be yourself. Praise God. You've got to get some strength about you. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's easy to throw in the towel. It's easy to say, I quit. Praise God. But that's a coward's way out. You got to be strong. And Timothy, Paul was constantly, amen, in this book. Praise God. In both of these books, encouraging Timothy, because Paul knew that his time was coming to an end. He knew that Timothy had to have what he needed to go on with God. So he told him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. So he was telling him, look, Timothy, the word that you have received now, you got to take that word and you got to commit it to faithful men. You've got to go on and preach the gospel. You've got to go on and teach the gospel. You've got to be strong, praise the Lord, and stand in the position that has given you. Thank you, Jesus. Shall be able, amen, to teach others also. He goes on to say, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Lord, and there's many, many times, and there will be many, many times, beloved, after you've got to stand fast, praise the Lord. You can't just, amen, ask God to take everything away from you, because if you never go through, praise God, you'll never get that anger in God the way you should, praise the Lord. There's some people, amen, as soon as they get in a trial, they back out. They will not go through the fire. But in order to be purified, in order to be made, you must go through the fire. Amen. Everything that needs to be burned out as you're in the fire, that will fall away. And that needs to be retained, the Holy Ghost will retain it. As he did it for the boys that went in the fiery furnace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus was right there. Praise God. But he did not, amen, allow them to be taken out of the fire before the time. But they had to stay in that fire for a season. And some of you right now, you're in the midst of a fiery furnace. And it looks like you may think that you're going to burn up, that you're going to be consumed. But, oh, my God, what God wants, he wants you to be consumed with the Holy Ghost. He wants the Holy Ghost to go down deep in your soul, down in your spirit, down in the marrow of your bone, down to the tips of your toes, to the top of your head. Glory be to God, so that everything about you will be Jesus. Hallelujah. When you wave your hand, glory to God. When you pat your feet, glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord ought to be permeating in you and through you. Praise God. But you must endure as a good soldier. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you got to endure. Amen. And then the scripture says, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. If you're warring a good warfare, you can't hang out in carnality. Praise the Lord. You can't do everything everybody else is doing. Praise God. There are times when God will call you aside. Hallelujah. Your friends may be, amen, having a good old time. Praise God. God may be saying, it's time for you to pull away now. Glory to God. It's time to fast. It's time to pray. It's time to seek the face of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Because if you're going to get anywhere with God, you've got to, glory to God, come out of flesh. Thank you, Jesus. You've got to allow flesh to be crucified. Hallelujah. That means you've got to be willing to spend quality time with God. Oh, my God, to be developed, glory to God, to be made after the image of Christ, so you cannot entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Amen. That ye may gleam who have chosen you to be a soldier. And God is the one that, and he's the one that chooses. Praise God. Because the Bible said many are called, but then few are chosen. Glory to God. Because there will be few that will walk the walk. Amen. And talk the talk. Glory to God. It's one thing, amen, to talk the talk, but you got to walk it. Praise the Lord. You got to allow your character to be made. Praise God. And you can't just dwell on the gifts that's on the inside. You can't rely on those gifts, praise God. Even though we know, glory to God, the gifts and calling are without repentance, praise God. And we rely on that too much so many times, praise the Lord. But we've got to rely on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And anyway, the gifts ought to follow you. The signs ought to follow you. Glory to God. Because if your life is measuring up, praise God, the signs and the wonders will follow. Glory to God. Because God will set his seal of approval. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So we're out to please the one that have chosen us to be a soldier. Glory to God. And that is none other than Jesus Christ. Praise God. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. Praise God. And in order to fight in the army of God, amen, you must put down carnality. You got to put down fighting in the flesh, praise God. You can't be like Saul. Thank you, Jesus. Saul couldn't even hear God. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't even know what God was up to. But it was David's season. Glory to God. It was his hour. Glory to God that God wanted to prove, amen, that he was God. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, if you go back and read all of the 1 Samuel 17, praise God, and how David defeated the Philistine giant with one stone, hallelujah, and then he ran over to the giant and took his own sword, amen, and cut off his head. Thank you, Jesus. And you know the rest of the story, how Israel went in and defeated the Philistine land, glory to God. And it was then that, amen, Saul knew, I believe he began to see the anointing, that David was a warrior. On that day, God promoted this young man, praise God. He went from being shepherd, glory to God. And then he ended up, amen, in the house of Saul for a period of time, glory to God, because he was a warrior. Amen. God made him a warrior. And some of you out there, you are warriors because God has made you to fight. Praise the Lord. Intercessors and amen, and prayer warriors, glory to God, preachers and lay members, praise God. God is stirring up prayer. We must get back to the basics. We must get back to seeking the face of God, and we must get back to praying through. Praise God. What does that mean, preacher? Simply that you pray until you're through. You pray until you know that you have reached heaven. You pray until you've got the breakthrough that you need, until the yoke are destroyed. My God, I mean destroyed by the anointing of God. When you really get real with God and you begin to tell God exactly how you feel, that's what he wants to hear. He wants to hear from your heart, beloved, not from your head, not what sounds good, not what makes you look good, praise God, but what's down in your heart, what's down in there that God is trying to pull up, praise God. Amen. It's time to be prepared. It's time that we prepare for war, praise God, because we are in a war, praise God. We're in a war for our souls, for our lives. We're in a war for our churches and our ministries. Come on here. Amen. The body of Christ, amen, is going through such a shifting and a shaking right now, praise God. When God is cleaning up, amen, he's cleaning the body up of sin, amen, degradation, where we have missed God, where we've compromised. Come on now. Where we've let down our guard, praise the Lord. God is saying it's time to raise the standard, glory to God. Raise the standard of holiness. Raise the standard of righteous living. Raise the standard, glory to God, of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Praise the Lord. Because of the rules and because of the laws that are being passed, amen, so many times we're afraid to even let people know that we love the Lord. Praise God. Because we don't want to get in trouble. We don't want to offend anybody. But beloved, let me tell you something. Jesus came to set one at odds with another. Praise the Lord. And we're living in the end time where mother will be against daughter and daughter will be against mother and father will be against son. Praise God. And son will be against father. We're living in that hour right now. Praise God. Because the lines have drawn. The battle lines have been drawn and boundaries have been drawn. Praise God. And so now we're being challenged. Amen. Will you really preach the unadulterated word of God? Will you really say what the Holy Ghost would give you to say in the hour that he tells you to speak it? Praise God. Amen. Our very Christian walks are being challenged today. Praise God. But we must make it up in our mind that we're going to go for Jesus. Amen. We got to be able to say, for God I live and for God I die. Hallelujah. It's not about a popularity contest. It's not about, amen, friendship. Praise God. But what it is about, it's about obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Beloved, you must prepare for war. You must prepare the hour that we're living in right now. You must shore up your Christian walk with the Lord. You must make sure that everything that's watered down, everything, oh my God, that will cause you to slip, that will cause you to compromise, must be flushed out of your soul, out of your spirit, out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your emotions. Everything about you, beloved, surrendered totally to God. Amen. We hold on to our children. We hold on to our material things. We hold on to our finances. We hold on, but yet we want God to move for us. Beloved, it's time that you surrender all to God. Amen. That you lay it all down on the altar. That you let God be God and your enemies scatter. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You must surrender every area of your life, oh Lord. Some of you right now don't know where your next meal is coming from. Don't know where you're going to, when you're going to meet that bill or when you're going to meet that other bill. Praise God. But you have left God out of the equation. Praise God. God is not first. Praise God. Sometimes he ain't even last. He ain't even on the, amen, spectrum at all. But beloved, you must get back to the basics. Get back to this. Praise God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and then his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Praise God. And so if you're not willing to surrender everything over to God, how can God fully bring you to the land of peace and land of rest and land flowing with milk and honey when you're holding on to Egypt? Praise God. That's why God had a whole generation to die out, 40 years worth. Listen to me, 40 years of people, because they would not obey God. They would not believe the promise. And God had to allow them to die off before the new generation, glory to God, could step in to the promise of God. And it's the same in our life. There are things in our life, God has to say, I got to, you die out to that thing crucified, killed and put to death in order for you, glory to God, to reach the choice blessings of God and inherit the promise. Thank you, Jesus. You can't have any residue in your life. Amen. No weights in your life, because the Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin which would beset you, cause you to go off, cause the mark. Sin is, beloved, it's simply missing the mark. Praise God. We need to hit the bullseye with God. We need to make sure that we are prepared for war. Praise God. So Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, praise God, says for us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, beloved, in order to fight a good war, you must put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, that lets us know right there, beloved, that you should not be laying down. You should not be hiding. You shouldn't be in no corner. Praise God, because when you put on the whole armor of God, amen, you will be able to stand against every wild, every trick, every scheme, glory be to God, that the enemy would throw your way. Praise God. And let me just tell you this, beloved. Some of us are being tripped up because we're not praying right. Amen. We won't keep the connection with God. We'll start and stop. Stop and start. Start and stop. Stop and start. Glory be to God. But you must persist with the Lord. Amen. You don't want to be, amen, blindsided. Amen. Because the enemy and you didn't realize and recognize that he was coming. But the Holy Ghost has a radar that can see in your back, see in your front, see on your left, and see on your right. Glory be to God. But what you must do, glory to God, you got to stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You got to stay in the presence of God. God, to seek his face. Hallelujah. Don't seek his hand. Glory to God. Don't seek just what the Holy Ghost and what God can do for you, but seek his presence. Glory to God. Seek to get closer to God. Put on that whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So again, I'm going to repeat this. Amen. So we got to take, amen, the armor of God in order to be able to stand and withstand in the evil day. Then the Bible says, having done all, when you've done everything, stand. Then you stand, loins girt about with truth, your breastplate of righteousness on, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You see, we fight with the word. Jesus fought with the word. We're using all kinds of weapons and things to try to fight with the devil. Praise God, some of our ministries are so contaminated. Amen, because we got all kinds of gimmicks and tricks and schemes to get people to give, to get people to follow you. Praise God. When they don't need to follow you, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God, that many we know, amen, ain't following Christ. Praise God, but got a bunch of folks following in the folks, ain't hearing God, ain't seeing God, ain't no anointing. Praise God, you're following after gifts and anointing was left and then way back somewhere. Praise God, so we got to follow the Lord. Amen. Praise God, we got to get our mindsets. Amen, redirected back. Ah, thank you. Glory to God. So our feet shower with the preparation of gospel peace. Then we take the shield of faith, which will... where you shall be quenched all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not just some of them, but all the fiery darts. Every time a dart comes at you, comes at me, amen, if I got my armor on and I wield that shield of faith, I'm going to cut that dart. I will shake. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said all of them. And then you take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Put the word in your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And then verse 18 goes right with this. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. You got to have the Holy Ghost to pray in the Spirit. You got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost in order to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to be immersed in Him. Amen. You do need your prayer language. You need that connection with God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because I believe it's in Jude where it talks about building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We must stay built up. We stay built up by praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost has a function. Amen. He has a job to do. Amen. And we need to allow him to do the job that he's been sent here to do. Praise God. Now listen, so we see the armor. Amen. We see what it's for. The purpose is to prepare us for war. I want to talk just a little bit about standing. Because we got to stand firm in the word. Stand firm in Jesus. Amen. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world. Amen. We're living in a time where the world is under judgment. We're living in a season of judgment. Praise God. The judgment has already begun at the house of God. Amen. But you look in the world, you see what's going on. Amen. God's hand is over the land. Praise God. But we must be able to stand. That means we must, resist without yielding. We don't give up. We don't give in. It means to maintain our position. Praise God. You got to maintain where you are. If you know that where you are right now, God has placed you there. Praise God, in one part of you want to run, one part of you want to stay, you don't know what to do. Amen, you need to stand. Stand where God has put you. because it's important that the anointing flows out of your life. Praise God. I thank God that we're where God wants us to be. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Because the anointing, amen, can flow. Flow freely. God will give you favor. Oh, thank you, Jesus, when you're in the perfect will of God. So you got to stand. It means to endure. You got to remain upright. Praise God. Not just standing on your feet in the natural. That's part of it. But you got to live an upright life before God. Amen. And you and standing also will mean that you will have encounters. Amen. You'll meet the enemy face to face at times. But don't tuck tail and run. You stay on the offensive. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be on the offensive. And so he's given us all these weapons. Amen. So that we will stand. Praise the Lord. Now, and let me tell you this. Walk in truth. Amen. You will be more powerful when you learn to walk in integrity, walk in honesty, walk in excellence, walk in truth, walk in humbleness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All of these things will make you effective, and your warfare will be more effective because you will begin to decree and declare the word of the Lord. The Bible says the word of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and it's safe. So even when you get hit and different things happen, you have a place, beloved, to run to. Run to Jesus. Run to the rock. Thank you, God. Run to the chief cornerstone. Amen. That's Jesus. Run to him. Run to him. Run to him. Run to him. Stay in God's face. Hallelujah. He will answer your prayers. And again, be determined to walk right before God. Amen. Because God gives this to every believer. He puts it in us so that we can walk right. Thank you, Jesus. And keep your feet covered with the gospel. Because your feet represents the gospel of God. Always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, Warren. Amen. But someone is looking at your life. They're looking at how, amen, you're dealing with the circumstances on your job. They're looking at how you react when negative things happen to you. They're looking at us, beloved, to see if there's a difference. And Jesus is the one that makes a difference in our lives. Thank you, God. Amen. So listen, again, your feet also represent your walk with the Lord. How you walk is important. How I walk is important, praise God. And again, our speech, our behavior, our attitude. Some of us have terrible, terrible attitudes. Come on. Come on here. Thank you, Jesus. You got to give that attitude over to the Lord. Praise God and stop allowing all the negative stuff to come out. Why? Why you can't do this and why you like that? Stop it. Ask the Holy Ghost to bring about a change in your life. Hallelujah. Always be ready to get the orders for the next job. Because as a warrior, you will go from one battle to the next. Sometimes, you know, I've even heard this. I get out of one and I'm into another. Well, are you a warrior? Are you called to fight? Come on now. Yes, there will be times of rest. Amen. But David was a man. He was a man of war. Amen. That's why he ended up, he couldn't build God a house. His son had to do it. Thank you. But he was a man of war. God gave him great victories. Praise the Lord. Yes, his hands were bloody. Praise the Lord. But he fought. He was a man after God's own heart. Even when he got in trouble in his own personal life, God had to get him straightened out. Thank you, Jesus. Because he could have lost out. Amen. But he saw what happened to Saul. He saw how the anointing was no longer on this man. Praise God. He saw how demons tormented him. And he didn't want to go that way. And some of you right now listening to me, you're playing with demons, crossing the boundary lines. God has told you stop doing a certain thing. You're still doing it. Amen. Then you jump back over on God's side. Oh, God is a loving God. God is a forgiving God. God will deliver. Yes, he will. But you can't keep using and abusing the anointing on your life, the gifts even, taking them and misusing the gifts that God has given you. Praise God. And when you want to please the flesh, you please the flesh. Then you go back over into the spirit. God's going to cut some of us off if we don't get our lives right. Praise the Lord. We got to stop playing. Amen. You can't war good warfare over in the devil's camp. Praise God. And smelling like the devil. Glory to God. Ain't got no sweet incense coming out of you nowhere. Thank you, Jesus. Got to try to fix up a message on Sunday morning. The devil all week. Praise God. But you know you got to get in that pulpit. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. But I hear the Lord saying it's time. Amen, that we get back to the basics. It's time, praise God, that we get back to the altar, that we rebuild the altars of God. Praise God. And so many times, we're always encouraging the people to come. But I want to speak to leaders for a moment. It's time for us leaders to get back to the altar. It's time for us to get back and weep between the porch and the altar. Praise God. When was the last time you laid out, you fasted, you prayed, you sought God, and your people saw you? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to let down the pride and allow God to make us and build us up again. Amen. He wants to prepare us for war. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Recognize this. Your mind is a battleground. The enemy is constantly coming after our mind and on our mind. Praise God. Amen. But in order to defeat the enemy, you must keep your covering the blood of faith, the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep your mind regulated, renewed by the power of God. Use the sword of the Spirit in the right way. Hallelujah. Because it's both a defensive weapon and it's an offensive weapon. Praise God. When you must defend the territory, God will give you the stand. But when you got to wield it, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will tell you when to cut. Oh, my God. Sometimes we got to go in and cut up roots. Amen. Pull out things. Praise God. Pull it down. Amen. Even sometimes you got to separate yourself. As we said earlier. Amen. God is calling for us to live separated lives unto him. Amen. Sanctified the master's use in order from my vessel to be sanctified. I've got to separate from those things that are not like God. Come out from among them. Be separated. Touch not the unclean thing. God said, then I will receive you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And one more time, we got to be willing to pray in the spirit and watch. Amen. It's one thing to pray, but we've got to watch. That means be on alert. Be on your guard. Amen. Allow the Holy Ghost to stay on alert in you. So when he taps you, praise God, you can hear him and you can hear the voice of the Lord. It's time to prepare for war. I want to share, amen, before I pray, first of all, I want to share, amen, a prayer. And I'm going to read this because this is with the armor of God. Amen. And if you would like this, we can send this to you, but I want to read this prayer. Amen. This is taken from Ephesians. Now, this is in preparation to doing battle. Father, with gratitude and praise, I put on the armor you have provided. And as I do so, I trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I will confidently stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around my waist. Help me to recognize Satan's subtle, deceiving ways and believe, live, and speak only your truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness which you offer me, that righteousness which is mine through faith in Jesus' death on the cross. I call upon the righteousness of my Lord to be my protection and know that Satan must retreat from before the righteousness of God. I also thank you for the sandals of peace. Not only do I need your peace to touch my emotions and every part of my life, but I will remember that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Eagerly, Lord, I lift up the shield of faith against flaming arrows of the evil one, knowing that you took the arrows of Satan, which I deserved. However, should your will allow any of those arrows to touch me, I will look upon them as refining fires, permitted for my growth and for your glory. I recognize that my mind is a particular target of Satan's deceiving ways, and so cover my mind with the helmet of salvation. May it so cover my mind that I will think your thoughts, seal your love and compassion, and discern and leading in all things. May the salvation of my Lord meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to my mind. With joy, I take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible, the trustworthy, infallible word of God. I choose to believe it and to live in its truth and power. And as I hide it in my heart, grant me proficient recall and skill in using it to defeat Satan, to push him back, and to win great victories for you. And finally, thanks for prayer. I desire to pray at all times with the intensity that the Holy Spirit will give me, and will trust the Holy Spirit to intercede for me and through me to accomplish great things for the glory of God. Amen. Taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Beloved, that is what it means to pray the word of God. And we must pray the word. Put that armor on each and every day. Prepare for war. Beloved, we are in a war. Praise God. But God, amen, as we said in the beginning, has given us everything we need to fight a good warfare. And when you've done all, stand. Praise God. And look to the hills, from which cometh your help. Know that your help comes from the Lord, because he made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. And as Jesus defeated the enemy in the wilderness, he defeated him with the word of God. Praise the Lord. And when he went down into the portals of hell, praise God, every time they tried to throw something on Jesus, it was not guilty. And when it was all said and done, praise God, he delivered that sin right back where it went, right back to Satan, took the keys, praise God, and conquered death, hell, and the grave for you and for I, that we may live, amen, a victorious life in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you're preparing your people for war. I want you to embrace us and brace us up now. Encourage us in our mind and shore us up, oh God. Help us, oh God, to keep our eyes upon you. Father, touch your people right now. Everyone listening, God, right now I want you to fortify your people. Fortify your men and women of God. Fortify that one that may seem like he's going through so much, she's going through so much, and they're so weak. God, you encourage and you strengthen and you build up, oh God. We thank you now for what you're doing. Minister, Holy Ghost, you go through these airlines, go through this internet, go through, God, hallelujah, into every computer, everyone that's listening, God. Minister by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we thank you right now. Pull stronghold. Pull down, God. Pull every stronghold of the enemy right now. And oh God, we even say just to go forth and do battle. We thank you for victory. We thank you for saving souls. We thank you, oh God, for delivering children, delivering men, women, boys and girls by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you now, God. We love you, God. Keep us, God, on the wall. Keep us fighting, God. Don't let us come down. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And the word of the Lord has been an encouragement to you. I want you to continue to looking up. Keep looking up. And know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. He has your best interest at heart, because he loves you and he cares. Until our next broadcast, we pray that the word, amen, will continue, amen, to flow to you, that the Holy Ghost will continue to minister to you. Be encouraged, beloved. We love you. We're praying for you. If you like, amen, more information about our ministry, just listen to the announcement at the end of the broadcast. Continue to listen to our next broadcast. Until then, we pray that God will bless you and keep you in his care. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at prayer@wopministries.org. You may also write us at Women of Power Ministries, 1030 Sumac, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. Until our next broadcast, beloved, keep looking up and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. In a dry